After tomorrow, the Christmas music begins everywhere you go.
I know.
And I can't stand Christmas music. And it's not because it's Christmas music. It's because we spent so much time in radio that we were just bombarded with it.
Right. That's a big thing in radio. Like, who started Christmas music first? Who's still playing Christmas music after Christmas? It's a big conversation that we have. And we do know that any station that's playing Christmas music, they're the ones that do the best in the ratings. And it's not because it's good. It's because it's easy for like a salon, a nail salon, to just put that on the background.
Or Walmart or Target.
Right. Exactly. They just put it on the background and that's how they get their ratings. Not from people wanting to listen, but from people accidentally listening.
Right. But here's a new song that just came out from Meghan Trainor. So she did White Christmas.
Ooh.
So it's a duet. So you have to tell me who the duet is with.
Okay.
Let me see how good you are by knowing this guy.
Okay. She's so good.
She is. And she looks fantastic in this photo that they shot for it. She's a little wacky with the two toilets and the one bathroom.
Yeah, that she and her husband poop next to each other, yeah.
Right, and...
Which now, I can't unknow that. Like, as I listen to this song, I'm thinking, is she sitting on the toilet and singing?
Or she came up with the idea to do this song while she's on the toilet, and she brought it up with her husband who's next to her.
Right, the two of them are sitting there pooping together going, so, I had this idea.
White Christmas, yeah. I mean, look how much money Mariah Carey makes during Christmas. Why don't you do a Christmas song?
Yeah, get on that. Well, hang on. I got flush.
So here you go.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the ones I used to know.
Wait, is this the original White Christmas? Is Bing Crosby?
No.
Where the trees
it's not?
No.
Glisten.
It's somebody you know.
It's somebody I know personally?
Not personally, but you're familiar with him.
In the snow. Dreaming of a white Christmas.
Is it an actual singer?
No.
Every
Is it an actor?
Somewhat.
Wait. Seth
MacFarlane? How did you guess that?
Because for a second there, I heard Brian Griffin.
That's Brian.
He was trying to do his voice really low like this. And I was like, is this the original? You know, when they do, when they bring back like the way Nat King Cole and his daughter, Natalie Cole, did, you know. So that's who I thought it was at first. But then I was like, wait, that's Brian Griffin. How did those two become friends?
I don't know what made Seth do this.
I want to know the history of this.
See, when I first saw it, they sent me an email with the song, the record company, and it said White Christmas with Meghan Trainor and Seth MacFarlane. And I said, this is going to be brilliant if he does it as Stewie and if he does it as Brian, if he does it as, you know, that would be brilliant. But no, he did it as Seth MacFarlane.
Well, of course, because he can't do it as a character. But although he, you know, the problem is he sounds too much like. He is Brian Griffin. So that was Brian singing. That was the only giveaway.
I know, but if he would have did it as Brian, it would have been brilliant.
I think that was Brian. That's my point. That's why when I listened to it, I was like, wait a minute, that's Brian.
Is he an actor? Kind of. I mean, you've heard his voice a gazillion times.
Yeah, I really listened hard.
Yeah, that just blew me away because he's way over singing that.
Well, I think that they're... climbing the charts. I think the song is doing actually really well. Okay, so here's what happened, because I had to get to the history of this. I was like, how did these two? Apparently, Meghan Trainor and Seth MacFarlane were at an event together at The Grove, which is, I don't know if you know LA very well, but it's basically this music venue in California. So that's where they were. And Seth MacFarlane said, will you do a duet with me? and they sang a Christmas. She pulled out her ukulele and they basically sang a song together. And they thought, wow, we have this connection. Maybe he's going to say yes if I say we should actually do this together and record something. So she was like, you want to do this for real? And he was like, sure.
Wow. Just blows me away. I mean, I want him to go back and do it as Peter and do a different version, because this is still my favorite Christmas song.
Ding, fries it done. Ding, fries it done. Ding, fries it done. I gotta run. I work at Burger King making flamethrower whoppers. I whip paper heads. Would you like an apple pie with that?
That's my favorite Christmas song. So if you did it as Peter, that would have been brilliant.
Now he has two Christmas songs.
But this one still.
Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding, fries it done. Ding, fries it done. Ding, fries it done. Ding, fries it done. I gotta run.
I need to hear this on the radio immediately.
Don't touch the fries in hot fat. It really hurts bad. And so do skin grafts.
Oh, my God. I wish we were still doing music radio. I would make you play this.
Every day.
Wait for the bell. Can't hear the bell. Where is the bell? Wait for the bell. Ding, fries it done. Ding, fries are done.
Beautiful. Merry Christmas, everybody.